Midnight Mastermind.
Just in case you do Google the whole Lenny Kravitz trousers exploding thing, NSFW, just be warned. So then, Midnight Mastermind time. This is where we get someone on to be our Midnight Mastermind with a specialist subject. Last night, nearly got three. Johnny's questions on the Shires, I scored 2 out of 3, setting the questions this morning. It is Matt. Hey, buddy.
Good evening.
Where in the world are you?
Near Bristol, in a small village called Caution, small town.
What's it like there? What's the highlight? What's the thing to do?
Come to my comic shop.
Oh, right. Have you got a comic shop?
Yeah, comic and toy shop.
What's it called?
Automatic Comics and Toys in Caution.
How much, if you watch The Simpsons, is the character of the comic book guy? How much is that true to life?
Worst reference ever.
Is it the worst reference ever?
Yeah. No, it's easy to keep it. You know, some shops are like that, some aren't. Comic shops have come a long way. When I started out 25 years ago, it was all like that. Now, every other week, there's a comic book movie. Every other week, everybody's wearing a Marvel T-shirt or a Star Wars T-shirt, whatever. So
is there a renewed interest in comics? Because I grew up reading 2000 AD. I wasn't DC, I wasn't Marvel. I was 2000 AD. I loved it.
I loved Judge Dredd.
Exactly. I loved the coloured comics. I loved all of it. That's what I loved. Is there a new renaissance with all the superhero films?
Yes, there is. A lot of people have watched all the movies and never read a comic, though, which is a bit of a shame. Don't read the original source material. When I tell people Walking Dead was based on a TV series, like, was it? Yeah, they're a TV series, but first it was a comic, and they're like, oh, okay.
It's amazing how many films were originally comics. It's correct when you actually look into it and you think, and you go, oh, was it? I didn't realise that. V for Vendetta, for instance, was a comic as well.
Yeah, really good, classic British as well.
Yeah. So then, let's talk about your specialist subject. I think I've got a sneaky feeling that I know what it is, only because part of a certain fan club did tweet me before I came into work when I checked it.
Yes, I noticed that. I was like, oh, you should have done that.
Which gave it away slightly, but I'll be honest, I still haven't looked anything up about it other than knowing said person from a certain film. So then, Matt, from a small village outside Wiltshire, tell me, what is the specialist subject this morning?
Boba Fett.
Boba or Boba Fett?
Boba and Boba. You can call him both, he's named as both in dialogue in the movie.
Okay, so Boba Fett...
Like Han or Han or Leia or Leia, you know.
Nobody says Leia. Nobody... Who says Leia?
I'm sure somebody does.
I'm sure they probably do. Right then, Boba or Boba Fett? 3 questions on the bounty hunter from Star Wars. Stay there, please, Matt. We're going to play one song, which, may I say, is so jazzy. This is revision music right here. I'm going to do some cramming on Boba Fett, baby.